නයිතන් මනස්කව කතා සුබිකුන් සම්ප්‍රේයතේ දුරිත දුෂ්ටම සාදු තීග්‍රම් කාමාතුරං අර්සහ සෝක භයේ සහාර්තං අස්මින් කසං තව ගතින් විමෘසාමි දීනෝ.
My dear Lord, from the Vaikuntha planet where there is no anxiety, my mind is extremely sinful and lusty. It is sometimes so-called happy and sometimes so-called distressed. It is full of lamentation and fear and always anxious to get more and more money. In this way my mind has become most polluted. It is never satisfied and therefore I am very fallen and poor. In such a status of life, how will it be possible for me to discuss your activities?
Naitan manas sabapathas bhutantanatha sampriyate virita dushtam sadhu tibram kamasuram harsatoko bhai sanasya kasmin katham sabavatin vinishani gina.
This is art for this act. This material world and the spiritual world. The difference is very nicely explained here. One place is no anxiety. In another place, it is simply full of anxiety. This is it. Prahlad Maharaj in another place has said also something when his father asked him, what is the best thing you have learned, my dear boy, from your school? So, he immediately addressed his father as Asura word. Why? And because these things, free of anxiety, is not understandable by the Asura. They want it. They will create a situation. They put themselves in anxiety and try to come out of it. That is their heroic activity. This is the difference between the Asuras and the Sura, Devata. The Devatas are the devotees. There are two different types of men. One is Asura and the other is devotee. That's why Prahlad Maharaj and his father, Hirani. These two types of men are there in this world. And the difference you can see that Prahlad Maharaj is simply satisfied with Krishna. Prahlad Maharaj says, Naitadupise paro durat prayavaitaranya tadvij jagayana maha mritamaguna sitya. Prahlad Maharaj standing saw Nishingale, very fearful, in Maharaj Lakshmi, the goddess of fortune, who is constant companion of the Lord, she also became afraid. And what to speak of other demigods like Brahma, Lord Shiva, and Indra, and so many others. All of them became afraid. Nobody could approach, there's no angry. But Prahlad Maharaj says,
that that I am not he said, I am not afraid. Naitad vijin para durat taya maitananya tad vi galayana maha amratavaminakit. Devotee, we always absorb in the thought of Krishna and his activities. We are therefore presenting Krishna and his activities. This is our Krishna consciousness movement. All these books which are distributing and publishing, what is it? This is Krishna and his activities. That's all. So, if you simply read our book very carefully, then immediately this disease of heart palpitation, anxiety, will cease. Because on account of the dirty things, products of the tamogun and rajogun, that is disturbing us. We are covered by the tamogun and rajogun. Rajasthama. So, rajasthama means greediness and lusty desire. This is rajasthama. So we have to, if we actually want to become free from anxiety, then we have to learn how to kill this, or how to avoid this anxiety due to rajasthama bhava. So first of all, we have to try to come to the platform of goodness. There are three platforms: tamogun, rajogun, and sattogun. So immediately we cannot come to the pure sattogun, shuddha sattva. Satsang visuddhang vasudeva sattva. Vasudeva, platform. Just like Vasudeva is the father of Krishna. So there is Vasudeva platform also. Unless one comes to the Vasudeva platform, there is no question of Krishna. If Vasudeva can beget Krishna or Vasudeva, Vasudeva Sarvati. So actually we have to come to the platform of Vasudeva, Vasudeva Sarvati. And that is Shuddha Sarvati. But it is not immediately possible. Therefore, gradually from the platform of Tamogun and Rajogun, we have to come to the sattva-gun. Or, in other words, we have to acquire the qualities of a Brahman. Therefore, this is initiation. How to bring one to the platform of Brahman? Chatubhannam mayasistam gunaparma vibhava. So, this is necessary. From the material platform to come to the spiritual platform, one has to become a qualified Brahman. This process that we first of all accept anyone who is prepared to chant, we accept to give him Harinam. What is the idea? The idea is that he gradually become Brahman. Of course, chanting of Hare Krishna mantra is beyond the position of Brahmana. Nidvitta tarsai rupogi yamana. This chanting of Hare Krishna mantra is meant for the nidvitta tarsai. Nidvita Tarsa means one who has finished all kinds of desires. All kinds of material desires. Nidvita Tarsa Yubhagiyama. But, for the ordinary man, Bhavau Sadhi, even It is meant for the liberated person chanting Hare Krishna mantra. That is still, those who are not liberated, if he chants, then he becomes cured from the material desires. Kamasuram, material desires, kamasuram, arsa kopa, bhai sarasya. This is material desires. We are full of lusty desires, kama, kamasuram, and that's why you are distressed. Our distress condition is due to lusty desires. Kamasuram, and the result is harsha shoka. When we can fulfill our desires, I am very much inclined to a woman or a man, kamasuram, lusty desires. If we can fulfill, then it is very nice, harsha. Oh, I am very successful. And if he cannot fulfill, then shoka. The two things are there. Shoka, there are so many things. We have got practical examples. The so-called loving affairs of man and woman. And then in murder. We have got experience. Shoka, the lusty desires means, for the time being, it may be very happy condition, but the result is sofa. It will end. Either illicit sex or legal sex, the end is sofa. Sofa, lamentation. There are many examples, practical. So this kamasuram, this lusty desire is not good. Either you do it legally or illegally. The result is so. That we must understand. Unfortunately, although we did any or not practical experience, then nobody has become happy by these sex affairs. There is a Urdu word. They say, Dilli ka laddu, jo khaya obhi pastaya, jo na khaya obhi pastaya. The meaning is, there is a laddu, you know laddu of course. Laddu, which is known as Dilli ka laddu. So this is, Dilli ka laddu is so dangerous. One who has eaten it, he is also lamenting, and one who has not eaten it, he is also lamenting. Dilli ka laddu jo khaya, abhi pastaya, jo na khaya, abhi pastaya. So this man and woman connection is dilli ka laddu. One who has married, he is also lamenting, and who is not married, he is also lamenting. this is the thing. This Shastra also says, not only would any experienced man will say like that, that in both ways it is simply lamentation. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj says, that Sipantani has Kripana Bahu Dukkha Bhaja. Sipantini Hakripana. There are two classes of men, Kripana and Brahmana. The opposite word of Brahmana is Kripana. Brahma Janati is Brahmana. This life, human life, is meant for understanding Brahma, the absolute truth. So, a person who has understood what is Brahma, Aham Brahmasmi. So, he is called Brahman. Anyone who understands Brahma is Brahman. Brahma Janati is Brahman. And one who does not understand, he is Kripana.
In the Upanishad also it is there. Etat vidishya aja prayati isha brahman. Etat avidishya aja prayati isha pribhana. This human life is meant for understanding Brahma. Asata Brahma Jigyasa Vedanta. Simply meant for understanding Brahma. Such a nice life, human life, not cats and dogs' life. And everywhere the same thing is repeatedly said. Rishabhdev says, Nayana Deha Deha Bhajana Niloke Kastan Kama Arahati Virbhujanti. This human life is not meant for acting like the pigs. Kastan Kamana. So it is meant for becoming a Brahman. And one who does not become a Brahmana, become a king, is Kripana. Kripana. Kripana means he got the chance of becoming a Brahmana, but he remained a cat and dog and thief. Kripana. If I give you, say, 10,000 rupees, that you take this, do some business and be happy, but you could not do anything, simply take the money and see, or spoil it, then you are people. You could not use it. And there are others who can increase. So we got this human form of life, we could, advance in consciousness, and if we increase this consciousness to the ultimate goal, Krishna consciousness, then our life is successful. And if we could not do it, we remain in the same cat and dog consciousness, kamasuram, just like dog is a lusty dog, one dog, one female dog and dozen of dogs is after her, you have seen nature's instruction. So that is kripana life. We should not spoil our life by becoming a kripana. This Krishna consciousness movement is trying to raise the standard of the human society to become Brahmana from the position of kripana. This is the attempt. It may be a teeny attempt, a humble attempt, but our aim is how these dogs and cats will become Brahma. This is all. We do not want to keep them in the position of cats and dogs and pigs. This is our attempt. So we may be successful or not successful, but our endeavor is very, very great. It is always great. Because these kripanas, not kripanti, kripana, janamai sunadi grihamini sukham mitutcham kanduyani nakarayu rivadukha dukham. Tripanta neha kripana bahu dukkha bhaja. The kripana bahu dukkha bhaja. They know after this sex I'll have to meet so many bothers. Either illicit or sex. Either you get so many diseases, syphilis, and from syphilis so many other diseases, up to madness, up to leprosy. One disease after one disease, one disease. This sex-related disease is called in India by the Ayurvedic physician as Phoirangaro. It has come from the Western country. I do not wish to discuss. But the point is that illicit sex has many, many after effects. It is not very nice. And even if it is legal sex,
They are ignorant about it. If there is no bodily sense, why they are killing their own child? There is bodily sex crime is bodily. Therefore, it should be controlled, undoubtedly. And the last control is to become a sannyasi. Arunarana. No more. That is God. So, whole basic civilization is to reduce this propensity, kama-asura. That is Prahlada. Because if we remain kama-asura, sexual inclined, then we will be subjected only to this process of harasa soka bhaya. Ishanastha. In this way, we shall be always disturbed. And if you will not disturb mind, you cannot think of the absolute truth. That is not possible. The mind must be peaceful. But there is one very easy method to control the mind from this disturbance. What is that? The yoga system means to control the disturbed mind. Yoga indriya samyama. Real yoga means to control the mind and the senses. That is yoga. Because without controlling the mind and the senses, there is no question of spiritual enhancement. That is not all. Without controlling the mind, there is no question of spiritual enhancement. Therefore, Krishna advised to Arjuna that you practice yoga. In the six steps, so that we will be able to control the mind. But Arjuna said that control the mind is very difficult for me, Krishna. I cannot practice. Chanchala himana Krishna pramati balavagriya. Mind is very restless and it is very difficult to control. I think to control the mind is still more difficult than to control the wind. Nobody can control the wind. So, Krishna Arjuna said, even though I am able to control the wind, I cannot control the mind. So, Krishna recommended Krishna not discouraged Arjuna. Arjuna is a family man and he went to the war field to gain his victory. So everyone is engaged in some such engagement, occupation and duty, in this war. So mind is very difficult to control. But Krishna gave the easy method. Yoginamati sarvesa madhvata antarasmana sadhyaman bhajati samiti. If you can keep Krishna always in your mind, then the whole thing is solved. So chant always Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Then this kama-asura mind will be controlled and there will not be subjected to this harsha-soka-bhaya. This is the secret. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has recommended that in the Kali Yuga it is very difficult to come out this kama-asura position. It's not possible. But if you chant the holy name of the Lord, Hari, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama. So, the habit of this Shastra is the same everywhere in a different way. The perfection of life is, Prahlad Maharaj says, that Prabhupathas Vikunthanas, one should be interested in Krishna Katha. We are interested in so many kathas because we purchase newspaper in the morning, so big volume. So many kathas are there. And we read many material dramas and novels and fictitious stories and killing stories. They are very much attached to this. All these kathas mean stories, they are interesting. But you are not interested in Krishna Katha. But means, I am interested in katha. That is my nature. But it has become perverted on account of being contaminated by this material. This is all for this. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj says that Naitana manastava kathas vikunthanata sampriyate durita dushta asadhu sibram. Because it is so polluted, asadhu, dishonest, and everything, whatever, his mind is dust, full of dust things. In another place it is said, Sinnatanga sapata krishna punnasthamana pītana riddham kasva avadrāni. This is our view. The riddham kasva is in the core of heart. There are so many nasty, dirty things. That is the material contamination. So it can be, avoided or cleansed. That's so. This whole process of education and advancement of civilization is how to cleanse the dirty mind. Why it is dirty? Kamasura, the lust, the desire and greed. So we should always remember this. That mind is the best friend and the worst enemy. If it remains kamasuram, the worst enemy. It is Krishna contrast, the best friend. So we have to control this mind. That is very easy, as Ambarish Maharaj did. Savai mana krishna padaravinda vachansi vaikuntha gunangvati. We have to fix that. This option will be for Kanishka Adhikari. Everyone, this temple is meant for gradually making the mind thinking of Krishna. You come to the temple, you'll see the deity, you'll see Krishna, you'll think of Krishna, and if you increase, that is the system. Every man, every woman used to go to the temple. This is our basic civilization. To make the mind Krishna conscious. All right, Krishna conscious. Then it is possible to cleanse the mind from this. Jadavadhi mama sitta Krishna padara vindayo nama nama dhava dantuma. If you make your mind fixed up in Krishna and think of Krishna's activities, Jadavadhi mama. Jadavadhi mama sitta Krishna padara vindayo nama nama dhava dantuma. Jadavadhi smadjamane. This kamatur mind will be cleansed, not only be cleansed, if you think of sex, you spite. This is Krishna consciousness. Thank you.